It's Crazy Money Day. Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. A woman in Minnesota faces counts of wire fraud, theft of government funds, and aggravated identity theft. Over 25 years, she stole $360,000 from the Social Security Administration by pretending to be her dead mother. That's not just crazy, it's creepy. 1 Timothy 6, 9-10 says, "Those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs." Paul offered a solution to this in the next two verses. He said, "But you, man of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. God is our source of all real treasure. So let's flee the temptation of money and run towards godliness, faith, love, and gentleness. These are a far greater value than worldly riches. God promises us true riches, the better things in life that money cannot buy. We're to put our hope in the Lord, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. We're to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. Let's not settle for anything less, but take hold of the life that is truly life. And if you're trapped with credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can really help. They'll create a debt management plan specifically for you. For more information, visit online at crown.org/CCC. That's crown.org/CCC.